Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. We've been talking about the seasons of marriage, and speaking of season, we've certainly seen spring trying to break through here in central Pennsylvania these last couple of weeks. We've gone from 65 degrees to the coldest day on record and then back to warm again. Well, come on, spring.
Amen. Come on.
Well, welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And last week, we chatted about the first two seasons of marriage, young love and realistic love. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you missed those, head out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. But today, we're going to talk about the comfortable love and renewing love and the challenges that each of those bring to us. So, Bruce, why don't you tell us a little bit about this season of comfortable love?
Well, Cap, but we have a fun post on our blog that listeners might want to go out to and about this season. And there's a clip on there from the classic family show Home Improvement, where Tim the Tool Man makes the mistake of sharing with his wife that their relationship is comfortable, you know, like an old pair of shoes. But, you know, after 11 years of marriage and that 11 to 25 years, things do tend to get pretty routine. But you know, there are several things that need to be accomplished during the season, and the first is to practice forgiveness. You know, there's been some significant unmet expectations in our relationships over the years, and I, you know, we're thinking, well, I thought he would be more of a spiritual leader, or I thought she would be more responsive, and you know, we need to acknowledge these hurts as spouses and forgive one another because there's no such thing as the perfect spouse. Yeah, Cap, I know it's hard for you and me to believe, but it is true.
Well, you can speak for yourself, Bruce.
Okay, okay.
Linda already thinks I'm perfect, and I'm not about to change her mind.
Okay, I'm with you, I'm with you.
Well, what's another task of this season?
Well, it's similar. Some of those unmet expectations also splash into how well or how poorly we've been doing in the parenting task. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to help our teens during this season to grow into autonomous adults. And that's often compounded by the fact that our parents are getting older and need us more.
So our kids need us less and our parents need us more.
Uh-huh.
That does make our lives a little confusing, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And then there's the loss of some of our dreams. You know, we're not getting any younger and we haven't made our first million. And so there's a low level of grieving that's taking place in the background of our lives. And we're less satisfied with where we are. And we begin to think, you know, it's now or never to make some big life changes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those thoughts center in on our marriage. And this isn't what I wanted. Now's the time to end it. But we need to acknowledge that this is a lie from the pit of hell, and now is the time to work to revitalize our relationships. It's never, ever the time to quit. So focus on your marriage during this season when you need to, you know, and what you need to do to get it back on track, to rekindle the intimacy, the emotional, spiritual, and physical intimacy.
And that's a good question, Bruce. What does a couple do to rekindle this relationship?
Well, I think the key ingredient, Cap, is to find some time to get alone as a couple to reconnect. You know, start the date night habit again if it's broken away from, and sneak out for a weekend or plan some regular times during the week together, even around your own table, or take walks. Anything to get you out of your routine and to focus on each other. You know, write down a list of things that you want to talk about, things that you're not feeling good about in your marriage, and then talk about them and see how you can strengthen them and make them a better part of your marriage. You know, we can't meet each other's needs if we don't know what we're thinking and how we're feeling. So at this point in our relationship, we need to know all there is to know about our partner, and that's not true. We don't know all there is to know.
Well, Bruce, how about this season of renewing love?
Well, this season presents a lot more of the same, Cap. You know, here now we lose our parents and our kids finally leave home, and we're in that proverbial empty nest syndrome, and the results of how well or how poorly we've navigated the previous seasons will come to bear here. You know, if we've maintained a connection well, we're going to be okay. And in fact, we're going to have more time to enjoy and build our relationship. That's why they call it renewing love. So to all the couples listening out there who are in the earlier seasons, keep working on your marriage now, because the season of rest from parenting and your parent caring is going to come to an end someday. And it's just going to be the two of you there rocking on the porch. Mm-hmm. And it can either be a happy time or a not so happy time, depending on how well you've maintained your marriage throughout these seasons.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for sharing these. Next week, we're going to start looking at parenting. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.